Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, hunters, eighth ballers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode 100 of the Wayspotters podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you become a better wayfinder. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network. Today is Friday, December the 15th, 2023. And I wanted to take a second to acknowledge the fact that we've not only made it to episode 100, but we have passed 50,000 downloads for the audio version over the almost 2 years that this podcast has been on. So that's absolutely bonkers. So thank you for all the love, support, comments, criticism, hate comments, feedback. We definitely appreciate all of it. With me, as always, is Jamal. You got anything to add to that?
50,000 is nuts, man. Ken put something on there. When we put that tweet up, and he was like, yeah, I remember when this started off as an idea for a 10-minute segment, and now it's going on 2 years and it's got 50,000 downloads. And I remember some people, when we floated the idea to them, they were like, that's a cool idea, but you guys will do like 5 shows and you'll run out of material. And now we're at the point where we've got shows backed up, and we've got ideas that we can't even get to because there's so much other stuff going on. So it's like, wow, guys, 50,000 downloads. I just have a feeling 2024 is going to be absolutely huge for YouTube. And I'm just really looking forward to what we have going on in season 3 coming up.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited. I had the show notes for this entire show planned, written, and done. And then they dropped the AMA answers. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm putting that another 2 weeks. So
Niantic has a habit of doing that when it's a Chris show. They're like, hey, let us just give Chris like everything he needs for the show right here. Here you go, buddy.
It's funny too, because they were supposed to come out 2 weeks ago on one of my episodes, and then they not only punted it, they waited until it was another one of my shows.
And they did it perfectly. They did it on a Wednesday. Just plenty of time to get the show prepped. Like, it's almost like they were like, oh wait, you guys record on Fridays. Let's drop this Wednesday afternoon. But it's good. Yes, it's good. It's good for the show.
The fact that they dropped it Wednesday.
It's good for the show. So I'm happy. I'm very happy. I'm excited. Looking over the show notes, I'm excited for what you have planned for the show. And I think this is going to be a good one. Oh, before we go on to the news and all that, I just want to say another thank you to Jane for joining us last week on episode 99.
Yes.
People in the Facebook group, hello, how are you? Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We've seen a tremendous response from the show last week, of everybody who has listened and joined. And we appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. And we appreciate all you guys. So to everybody in the Facebook group, we really appreciate you, and welcome aboard and continue listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that episode got a lot of good feedback from that group. So it was definitely very much appreciated. And Jane was awesome. She was a great guest. One last thing before we get into this week's news. The title of this episode doesn't necessarily have a whole lot to do with the episode itself, but it's the Canadian rock group, legendary rock group, The Tragically Hip, had a song called I'm Ahead by a Century, and that was the last song that they ever played before they had to quit because Gord Downey, their lead singer, got cancer and eventually passed away.
Oh, no.
It was a huge deal up here, because the Tragically Hip are essentially the quintessential Canadian band. So I wanted to kind of throw them a little tribute with the
RIP
episode, because we're at 100, and that's a century.
So. 100's a lot. That's a lot of talking.
Yes. All right, let's jump into
here we go. And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
The only thing I really have is Wayfarer Challenge related. They announced the rewards. And before we get into the rewards, we are currently at 38,378 records resolved, which is crazy already. The fact that this started, yesterday?
Yeah. Although, my personal, it seems like I've been getting a lot more of my local nominations than I have ones from the challenge. And I don't know if that's only because it's 3 countries and we've resolved so many so quickly. But I was noticing that I got like 8 or 9 in a row this morning when I sat down to do some that weren't challenge related.
Yeah, I got a bunch last night when I was doing. I'm only at 51, so I think my my goal for hitting the top 10 this time is not gonna happen. I just got too much going.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to hit. Not gonna be able to hit top 10. I'm gonna get to 500. I'm gonna make sure I get to 500, but yeah. I don't think I'm gonna get top 10. Considering I've seen some people who've already at like 700 or 800 right now, I'm like, oh goodness.
Yeah, I got way too much going on with it being this close to Christmas. Absolutely. But I'll get my 500. All right. So the community rewards are set at 10,000, 45,000, and 90,000. The rewards, I'm not going to go through the rewards individually. You guys can look that up. They're pretty much the same as last time. I don't really necessarily see anything different. They're good. They're pretty good. It's Ultra Balls instead of Pokeballs, Great Balls, and Ultra Balls. So even like all three tiers is 50 Ultra Balls. So that's good. The one thing I did want to talk about, so the individual rewards are 100, 250, and 500 again. So you get an upgrade, an incubator, and a kinetic capsule. But the big thing that they've announced is they've made a change. So now if you get to 500 individual reviews and you're an Ingress player, you're going to get one tick to your OPR Live badge.
Which I think is huge. Yeah. Ingress nerds, we love badges. Love badges.
Yes. And this is a badge you can only get when you attend a live person event.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
I'm glad I
got
that.
You got that right. So yeah, we love badges as an Ingress nerd. And you know, there's some badges in Ingress that I don't have because I started playing too late, like the Seer badge and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to getting a tick on my badge. It is the one thing that's going to spur me to continue to review, is to make sure I get that. If I come up short and don't get the tick, Agent X is never going to let me live it down. I just know that right now.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Neither one of us. We both need to get that. I didn't even.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Agent X will never let us live it down. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I actually have the Seer badge. That may be one that I have that you don't. That's weird. Which one's that?
The Seer badge was the. I don't have it, but the Seer badge was the badge that someone is probably listening to this right now yelling out the answer. It's probably Agent X, but it was the I'll tell you after the break. I'm gonna have to look it up, but there's the Seer badge, and then there was the what was the unique portals destroyed or kept or days streak of a portal? I don't remember. There's a couple.
Oh, that's the one I have. Yeah, the hold up portal for a certain amount of days. Yeah. That's the one that I have. That's the one you can't get anymore. But bronze on that one. I'm trying to figure out which one it is. I can't find
it. We'll figure it out.
All right, that's all I got for the news.
Somebody right now is literally yelling at the radio. Like, this is screaming. What it is. Yep.
It's that.
Yeah.
It's Auld Lang Syne again.
Yeah, exactly. So the Seer Medal was awarded for submitting new approved portals. It was discontinued on 31 December 2014, coinciding with the introduction of the Trekker, Engineer, and Spec Ops. While new portals no longer count towards the medal, agents who earned the Seer before the cutoff still have the medal in their agent profile. The medal's exclusivity grants the bearer a fair amount of prestige, similar to the Founder, Innovator, and Anomaly medals. Should a portal submitted before the 31st December 2014 be accepted today, it would it would still count towards the medal. So that's the Seer medal. So those of you who were yelling at the radio, haha, I got it.
Guardian was
the super toxic medal. That everybody was like, they were like putting portals on top of mountains because they wanted that Guardian medal. So, shout out?
They just continued that one in 2018.
Do you mind if I shout out somebody real quick? Speaking of Ingress, Pokemon Trainer Jay has a Ingress podcast, Ingress Insights. If you are an Ingress person and you don't want to hear us stumbling about Ingress things, go over and listen to his podcast. We're done listening to episode 100, finish our episode. Then go watch it on YouTube. Then go to Pokemon Trainer Jay's Ingress Insights podcast and listen to that. Real good podcast. Fantastic English gentleman. Friend of the show. Does a good job.
He does an excellent job. Excellent job. All right. Now, with all that out of the way, we're going to jump into the AMA. I'm going to read a snippet of the first one, and I think the entire portion of the rest of their responses. The first response, the criteria one, was really long and kind of rambled a little bit, so I took out some the important.
Wait,
parts.
Before we do that, hold on.
Topic number one.
Oh yes, yes.
There we go. Topic number one.
Topic number one. All right. So we're going to jump into the AMA in a second. We're going to read snippets of each response, and then we're going to have a little discussion on every single one. And then in true new Wayfair review flow fashion, we're going to give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
I love that. Thumbs up and thumbs down. I love that. That's great. Wait, can I say I don't know?
Every single one.
Okay. No. All right, just check it.
No, I'm holding you to a thumbs up or a thumbs down on every right. single one of these because
I started using using a few I don't know so I don't get as many cooldowns. So all right. So
I had to do a lot of I don't knows in Korea and some in Japan too because just like I just could not find.
Yeah, I skipped a couple. I never map, skip, right? And I skipped a couple.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. All right, number one, criteria. We know, so this is Niantic's mm-hmm. response. We know that at times our explorers wonder why we accept and or reject certain edits, nominations, appeals, etc., that some may disagree with, and we rely on our community to inform us on areas we are unfamiliar with. We don't always get it right, and we hope to continue improving our processes to ensure that you are, as our most trusted users, feel heard and valued. Lastly, we heard your feedback on criteria clarification present in previous AMAs. I think that is a massive understatement.
Yes. Understatement of the year, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Forum posts and comments. This information is spread through and difficult to find and comprehend. In early 2024, we will work on compiling and updating this information in the Help Center using translations to help you while reviewing a broad array of nominations. I am going to give them a tentative thumbs up on mm-hmm. this one because this is long, like we've been asking for this
a really long time.
And it's nice to finally have them acknowledge the fact that we've been asking for a long time instead of just blatantly ignoring
it. Yes.
Right. And then we've talked about this on the show before.
Yes, we have.
That we kind of understand why they've been ignoring mm-hmm. it, because there's a lot of nuance with Wayfair, but there's a lot of things in Wayfair that don't have nuance
right.
that they really need to clarify.
Well, I mean, we spent a whole show talking about ways in which we would change things, and then the very next day they came out with mm-hmm. this and were like, hey, use your best judgment, you know, which I thought was hilarious. So I'll go along with you. And I'll give them a tentative thumbs up. I think that with the introduction of the new flow, the new UI, it almost buys them a pass into the next AMA because we really need to see how this shakes mm-hmm. out. Now, with the criteria, I think a big part of this, and I know people don't want to hear this, but a big part of this is going to fall on the community and not necessarily on Niantic, because if we as the Wayfinders, Explorers, if we continue to fall back onto the same old criteria and do the things we've always done and not try to meet Niantic halfway, it's not going to work. You know, if we hold on to those sacred cows and things of that nature and not understand what they want us to do. And, you know, I've kind of felt myself falling into this with the criteria. Like, I'm looking for that one star. I'm looking for a way to kill it right then, when the best thing might be is to complete the flow and turn it back over to Niantic and let them make the judgment call versus trying to find, you know, that square peg to put in the round hole to say this is a one star. Just fill out the flow, like Sea Princess said, and go from there. So I think in order for this criteria to work, we have to be able to meet Niantic halfway as Wayfinders Explorers. So that's why I'll give it also a tentative thumbs up.
I completely agree. There's a couple of times that I'm going to mention the challenge again, but I was just going like, I don't know if this should be a way spot. So then I'm like, you know what?
Right.
Nope. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to make that. Nope.
It's going to fill out the flow.
Right. This is,
That's old right. review. Let's do new yep. review. And I would go through the flow and be like, it doesn't meet any of the criteria, but like, it's not inappropriate. It's not safe. It's not, you know, so I just answer yep. the questions, hit submit, and Niantic can do with it what Niantic wants right. to do with it, which is it's, and I've been preaching this since I came on the show. It's Niantic's
app. You've been saying that.
We are just curators of it.
I think the time that I remember yeah. you saying that and using a really good real world experience was when we had the guys from A-Realm on. And we mm-hmm. really stressed how, hey guys, see, this really is Niantic's map. And here's another game that's using it. So don't do anything silly or it's going to affect these guys who are trying to make their livelihood off of this map. That's why it's so important. So, yep, I'm with you.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
100%. Oh, and Monster Hunter just changed the way that their map works. So now it follows S2 cell rules.
Ooh.
So,
wait, S what? I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. So the next section, Niantic appeal decisions. So thank you for your continued feedback. This is their answer. Thank you for your continued feedback and examples of instances where we didn't quite hit the mark with your appeals. We know we're not perfect, and our team members working on appeals may have different views. However, that is not an excuse not to improve based on the feedback. We are in the process of updating our staff training on criteria, removals, etc., in hopes to improve community sentiment around more than just appeals. Please continue to share your feedback on your experiences as we continue improving our performances and hope to reach a good state soon. So I'll go first on this. I'm going to give this a thumbs up. This is a huge improvement for them to come out and acknowledge that the contractor, I'm just going to call them contractors. I don't know if they are or not. I'm just going to say they hired yeah. contractors,
yeah.
contractors, AI, ML, whatever it was, didn't understand what they were doing. My words, not going to speak for Niantic, but I think them acknowledging that and talking about staff training, I think the word staff training is key there, because that kind of says, all right, if we were using contractors, we're not going to say if we were or not, but if we were, we're not, and now we're using staff. So it's Chris, you and I have been doing things like this for a long time and writing things, and people put little words and phrases in there, and you go and hunt for those little phrases like that more than you do the whole statement. To me, that's the one thing that jumped off the page. As they said, we're updating our staff training on criterials and removals. To me, that says they're going to bring it back in house and it's going to be Niantic employees. That's why I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Yes. Yeah, me too. I am going to also give them a thumbs up on this one, because their appeal process was very inconsistent. Very inconsistent. I've seen literal examples of two people who nominated essentially the same thing, but in different spots. Both were rejected. Both appealed them. One was approved on appeal, and one was rejected on appeal. And it's just like, it's literally the same thing,
yeah.
basically. Like, how are you that inconsistent? Yeah. So... And I think you're right. I think that staff training is key, because I think they were using contractors. And I think they're also using people who aren't necessarily on the Wayfarer team. They were just random interns at Niantic, mm-hmm. or just random other people saying, hey, you know, throughout right. the day, yeah. try and do
hey, can, 10 or 15. Can you go in and clear this queue reviews. For me?
And so, right.
And somebody who's working on the AI feature for the party plays like, sure. Oh, what's this? Oh, I don't know. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I can't picture me AR scanning my Pikachu.
Here, right. Exactly.
So, no,
exactly.
So I'm happy to see that too. One. Definitely for sure. All right, moving on. Appeals. So kind of in the same vein, we have been extremely excited to see our progress in reducing the appeals backlog, and glad the community has noticed the resolution speed in new appeals. I think noticed is an understatement. we are now caught up on appeals, which is amazing, and hope to maintain a healthy turnaround time in the future, ideally looking around a 2-week max. We don't intend to apply any changes to the appeals process. Our primary goal is to empower our community to use the tools such as tooltips, forum posts, onboarding videos, etc., to make high quality decisions and lessen the reliance on appeals. We will be monitoring our resolution time over the next couple of months to ensure it's sustainable and don't go back to an overgrown appeals backlog. So they wrote that your average appeal turnaround in early 2023 was 245 days. And their current appeal turnaround is 2 days. 245 days is unacceptable.
Oh, yeah. So, I've talked about that. Yeah. Now, I was ready to give this a big thumbs down, but I'll let you go first, and then I'll talk about what I have to say here.
I am going to give this a tentative thumbs up, only because I like the way that the turnaround has come down a lot, which is great, and it's fantastic, and it needs to. Mike, the key sentence in here is we will be monitoring our resolution time over the next couple of months to ensure it's sustainable. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those keywords
that we talked about.
Sustainable. So they're going to monitor it to make sure that this is something that they can keep up, right? And if they can't, then they're going to have to make adjustments because they've made this promise saying that they're looking at a 2 week max turnaround, which is great. I'm going to give this a tentative thumbs up.
No, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. Because this has affected me personally, right? I was part of the reason why that was 245 days. As you know, I had appeals that were just out there. And during this process, like I had six appeals. No, I had five pending. I had five appeals pending and they all got cleaned up. You know, I think I went 4-1, I think it was. Very happy with it. And I don't qualify for an appeal yet. I think I'm probably 10, 12 days away from an appeal, and I don't really have anything that I need to appeal, but I'm going to give this a big thumbs up because I can honestly say the things that I had were 100, 150, 200 days got done and I'm good. I'm very happy with it. So, you know, hopefully they are doing the staff training with appeals, just like they're doing with, you know, with the Niantic appeals. I'm a big fan, so I'm going to give them plenty of breathing room and I'm going to keep watching, but so far so good.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's definitely really good that they've fixed the turnaround time. I have an appeal right now, but I don't necessarily have anything that I want to appeal. So I get a bunch of stuff that's still in voting or still in queue. Yeah. So
I've got a couple things.
A bunch of my New York stuff is coming up duplicate. So somebody,
yes, mine too. The one that Maddie G, friend of the show, Maddie G, the one he and I nominated, and I put him in the supporting pitcher. It came back as a dupe. And I was like, man. And the thing is, the pitcher that they took is garbage. It's terrible.
Oh no.
My pitcher was so much better. And I'll say this, my description, Chef's Kiss, their description, garbage. But I'm not, I don't know. I there's no way unless I go back to New York that I could update it, you know, because obviously I don't have a portal key or anything like that. So I was a little disappointed by that. So, you know, looking back on it, when you told me the upgraded, I should have upgraded it, but I was like, no, I want to see what New York's turnaround time was. So I should have upgraded it, but live and learn.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is, right?
All
right,
let's go to the next one. Contribution management. This one might get a little spicy. Unfortunately, this is Niantic's answer. Unfortunately, we will not be meeting our prior estimate on when we would be delivering the additional capabilities within the contribution management page, including adding your edits to the page. As our focus in the first 3 months of 2024 will be on improving our abuse management system and the edits backlog, more below. We cannot currently commit to this work, but we'll keep it on our list of requests to improve your Wayfair experience. We are hopeful we'll be able to work on this as we see more promising results in our other focus areas. That's a bummer, man. I got to go thumbs down on that. I see what they tried to do there. They tried to play the little Jedi mind trick with us, right? So I'm going to read this part again, all right? So unfortunately, we will not be meeting our prior estimate on when we would be delivering the additional capabilities within the contribution management page, including adding your edits to the page, as our focus for the first 3 months will be on improving the abuse management system. You see what they did there? They're like, hey, we didn't hit the goal, but it's because we're trying to prevent abuse. Like, hold on. That's kind of like an apple over here and an orange over here. Like, I see what they did. It's kind of like, they're like, that's like, PvP's broken, but we introduced a new shiny. Oh, a new shiny? And everybody runs to the new shiny. Like, I get it. If they had just said, we're not going to meet the goal, stop. Okay, you're still getting a thumbs down. But don't try to say it's because we're working on abuse management. Because for the last year, me, Jamal Harvey, I have been touting that Niantic can walk and chew gum at the same time. I've been saying that they can do right. You know this, Chris. I've been saying they can walk and chew gum at the same time. And what I read into this is they're saying, we're going to walk, we're going to take the gum out, and we're just going to walk. And we're not going to try to do both. Now, not understanding their staffing situations, I don't know. It's kind of a cop-out to me. I get it. I understand it. But it's a bummer.
This is a huge bummer. I'm thumbs downing this one because I was really, really looking forward to being able to scrap my edit spreadsheet and all of my edits show up in my contribution page, and it was on neat and pretty, and Testbelt was going to come up with a plugin, and my life was going to be so much easier. No, they got to focus on the edit backlog and the abuse management. Right. I hate that it works.
Right, too. I know.
You're just like, oh, it's a mind trick. And I'm like, ah, it is. And
I know. It does work. You're like, I get it. That it's like, you try to turn on the critical mind, but then you're like, but the stuff that they say they're working on, I really want them to do that. But then it's like, can't they do both? Yeah, but okay, all right. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt there. So they still get a thumbs down, but I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what I'm going to do. I know I said we're not going to use I don't know, so I'm going to give them a thumbs down on not doing it, but a thumbs up on recognizing what priorities should be priorities.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's
that's my confidence.
That's fair. So that's like one. In the old school, you'd give something a one star, but then you'd write a book in the comments that nobody would see.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Oh. I'm so mad that they're not doing this, but I also
understand. I think you're going to get madder as we go along, though. I just have a feeling.
There's another one coming up that I purposely, because when I did the show notes, I alternated you and me doing this. I had to move one of them so that I got to talk about it first. So one of these is out of order. If you're paying attention, you'll be able to figure it out.
Follow along at home. All right.
Machine learning in Wayfair. So I... Tib corrected me when I sent a tweet out the other day saying, hey, we're going to talk about AI. And he's like, it's not AI, it's machine learning. And I was like, you are absolutely.
And then he put a helpful little blog post on there too. I was like, all right.
Yes. Yes. And that blog post is a huge part of what I wanted to talk about this week. And we were going to go deep into that article because I think they're doing great stuff with machine learning. But we are covering the AMA this week, so maybe in episode 102.
And I kind of went down a rabbit hole also. I read the blog post, the article, and then I went and I read like everything that Hugh Williams guy had written. The guy is brilliant. Dude is smart. I was like, God. So I subscribed to his page and like everything he's written, going back to even before he was at Niantic, he's been on the forefront of this. So I was like, all right, I understand Mr. Hugh Williams now. So, because when I first read it, I was like, I'm going to need somebody to explain this to me. Like, I understand what this is saying, but like, I'm not a engineer. I'm not like I understand that part, but like my brain doesn't automatically go to this type of explanation. So I really had to think about it.
Yeah.
But then when I read some of his other stuff, it was like, okay, that was like the first time we ever talked to Danby Lee, DamboCat. And she was talking about the Wayfair app and some other things. And I'm like, hold on a second. I'm going to need you to repeat that a little bit slower so I can wrap my mind around it. Then I'm like, okay, I got it. Because like some people who think like that, like their brain just goes there. And like my brain is a little more practical versus analytical just because being in sales and sales management, I kind of deal in the here and now and the little bit ahead, but not this theoretical, like the machine learning is doing this and it's gathering all this data and it's spitting this out and this is how we use it. Like I had to think about it for a second.
Yeah. No, for sure. I had to read that article 2 or 3 times. And I'm actually kind of glad that I punted it 2 weeks. It gives me 2 more weeks to kind of research this. And Antonio Zirogan, the guy who owns GoHub, has taught me a lot about data mining and kind of that aspect of the computer world. So I'm really looking forward to talking about machine learning. But back to the AMA.
Oh, and maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll put some feelers out to Mr. Hugh Williams and see if he wants to come on and talk about it. We'll see.
That would be awesome. I'll reach out after this is done. Cool. Earlier this year, we launched the new system and have been monitoring its. So this is machine learning in Wayfair. Earlier this year, we launched this new system and have been monitoring its successes since. It had a very positive impact on the overall resolution time of your nominations and allowed a reduction in the amount of coal each of you received. Check out more on machine. So I just linked the article.
I love that they use
while coal. Our automated. Yes. I love that they use coal too. While our automated system isn't perfect, we will continue collecting examples of where we missed the target. Some of our feedback points were collected through community forum samples brought to us by our ambassadors and through appeal rates on our machine learning decisions. All these are signals that we use to improve its results. We recently hit a hiccup in the process. That was when the machine went Skynet and just rejected a bunch of stuff that it shouldn't.
It went rogue.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing about machine learning, right? Like if it learns something and then someone's just like, yes, this is a good thing that you have learned. And then it just kind of goes down a rabbit hole in the wrong direction. You're like, no.
Hasn't there been like movie after movie about this? RoboCop, like Terminator, like the machine goes rogue. It just starts killing people.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Robots shows up your help and you have committed too much coal. Exactly.
It turned from an Autobot to a Decepticon, and now it's like after you.
That's terrible. We hope to share more about the changes planned and output in early 2024. Early 2024 is going to be a busy time.
Q1's going to be big. Real big.
I am looking forward to it. I'm going to give this a thumbs up. I admit I have seen less coal, and I've had a couple of my things rejected by AI, and I'm just like, okay, that, you know, you're right. That probably wasn't the greatest picture or whatever.
And yeah. It's like, I kind of get it.
Just accepted it.
And I like how they want us to call it machine learning versus artificial intelligence. Cause if you just think, like we've talked on this show, words matter, right? We've talked about this. What you say matters. Like once you say something, you can't get it back. Words matter. So if you just take artificial intelligence on the surface and like what comes to your mind when somebody says artificial intelligence versus machine learning, it's essentially very similar. But machine learning sounds like, oh, the machine is getting smarter by everything you put into the machine. It knows what to do versus artificial intelligence, which is this thing that is, like you said, it's just kind of Skynet doing what it's doing. So I get how they're trying to brand it there, and it makes sense, and it makes me feel better if something gets rejected of mine that is from a learned machine versus an artificial intelligence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Might be splitting hairs.
There's a couple of guys
feel better.
No, absolutely. Yeah. There's a couple of guys I've subscribed to on YouTube that do machine learning and stuff. And it's just like, I'm going to teach this computer to play this game. And it's got like 100 iterations. And then you pick the one iteration that's the best, and then the computer learns that that's how it's supposed to do it. And then just watching the kind of growth of the algorithm is really, really cool. So I'm excited to see where this goes. I'm excited to see how this works. And so AsianX actually tweeted in response to the machine learning and said, hey, can we get the machine learning to start looking at edits that are simply capitalization changes? And Tib replied, already on the works. So that would be huge. So if you go to a waste spot and like the title's all in lowercase and you just fix the capitalization and hit it, if the machine learning can go in and recognize that it's just, and then auto approve it, like not only is your edit going through super quick, but it's not bogging down
the system.
The system, right? So stuff like
it's that, funny you mentioned that,
where not only not only is it picking up coal,
right,
but it's actually approving stuff.
Yes.
That are slam dunks.
It's funny you mentioned that, because this morning we got a message from Lachlan with a couple of nominations, yes, that were all in lowercase. And he's like, this triggers me. And I'm like, yes, I know this triggers you. I'm well aware this triggers
you. I saw that.
All right. Abuse ladder. All right. Here's their response. It's been about 2.5 months since the launch of our new abuse enforcement ladder policy, and it's made quite the splash. Editorial comment, oh, yes, it has. But we feel more confident that abusers in our system are now identified, investigated, and punished more appropriately, that our ladder acts as a deterrent against those bad actors. We know there's always room for improvement, and we've been spending the time listening to your feedback from across multiple platforms, gathering feedback from our ambassadors, and doing a listening tour from our own game teams who've heard from their players. We've also implemented a punishment appeal process that updated some offenses' severities following the feedback. As we continue to gather feedback, we are open to making changes that'll help all of us better understand the need, impact, and outcomes of our policy. Since the launch of the policy in mid-September, we have blocked 60 bots harming our community and map, 65% of the cases regarding local coal submissions, 75% of the cases are low-impact warnings. We continue to welcome your feedback as we continue to learn more about our gaps in fighting abuse and where to fine-tune our policy. I know you got thoughts on this. I'm just going to shortly say thumbs up. I am pro fighting abuse. I really applaud the ambassadors. I'll specifically name A. Azandis. I know he's been fighting this well before he was an ambassador. We've had a couple of private conversations with him, and I know he's on the forefront of that. But I don't see anything wrong about that. You and I came out as big proponents of the ladder, mm-hmm, when it first came out. We then came out and said, hey, Niantic, you're scaring some people. Can you come clean it up a little, mm-hmm, bit? And they have. You know, they didn't publicize what they did, but they cleaned it up. So I'm a thumbs up.
I'm a huge thumbs up on this too. 60 bots is crazy. Yeah. The fact that they've got that. And like 75% of the cases are low impact warnings, which is exactly what the system needs to do. Right. And I think that you're right. We came out as huge, huge supporters of this when it came out. And then when kind of they stepped in it, we were like, hey, you're stepping in it. And for the most part, they've done a really, really, really good job.
Right.
At managing this. And I think the noise on social media is kind of calmed down a little bit, which probably
right helps. Well, and you know, if you're not on Twitter, you never knew there was a potential problem, you know. Right. But unless you're on Twitter every day, or if you took a break from Twitter that day, you wouldn't know. But I think where it gets a little tricky is there's some people who make bad decisions that look like abuse and they get punished as such. When they're not abused, yes, they're just making really bad decisions, or they're pushing the envelope and they're not part of a coordinated system of abuse, multiple people. They're just like, hey, I'm just going to nominate this over here, or I'm just going to do this. And they're not necessarily trying to abuse. Well, they are trying to abuse the system, but they're not trying to do it on a enterprise scale, shall we say.
Right, right. Yeah, and I think there's a little bit of weaponizing, yeah, this that has happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I think Niantic needs to look into that a little bit. If someone's just like, hey, I nominated a bunch of stuff, and now none of it exists anymore, I haven't gotten around to removing them yet, and then someone reports it as abuse just because they want to get back at you. I think that's something that they need to be mindful of. But it also goes back to what I've been saying all along. You know, if stuff doesn't exist, then Niantic needs to do a better job at allowing us to get in there and remove stuff that's been removed, you know, from the actual world. Like, I've reported a couple of things that, not my nominations, but just nominations that I've noticed that don't exist anymore. And one of them, it's like, it's gone on Street View. Street View is almost perfectly up to date, and the little monument is gone on Street View, and I reported it to Niantic, and they're like, nope, we don't believe you.
Now, you had prepared a topic to talk about this, and I went out and took some pictures and did some research. So when you do this topic, it's ready. And I think I talked about it before, but I kind of teased it. It's a mural. It's a beautiful mural that replaced an old, like, fitness exercise area, you know? And they took it out, and they put in some grass, and they put up a two-story mural. I'll be all ready for it. And I submitted all the pictures and everything. And then I got the response back that, you know, there was no necessary changes to be made. And I think a big part of that is if you put in there what you're trying to do, then they say you're influencing people. Remember the day where you could submit a description and you'd fix the description and then you'd do another one and you're like, hey, pick the one that's closest to the street. Because that's where it's at. Or, you know, pick the picture with the mural, you know, but then people were getting in trouble for that because they said that, you know, that was influencing the decision. But for us, that was the best way to let people know which one they should be looking at.
I am going to, I'm going to tell you something right now. I hated seeing those. I hated when people did that. Right. I understood that at some points it was necessary, but I absolutely hated it when people use description edits to kind of tell me where it used to bug me so much.
But it was the only,
like Niantic has said, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. But it
was
the
only way people could like communicate with the other wayfinders. Like it was the only way. And I did it. I used to do it. I'd be like, I'd be like the one on the right, the one on the far right, and I'd just kind of go through and explain, and I never got a warning, like they never said anything, but then, you know, people were like, hey, people are getting in trouble for this. I'm like, all right, I better stop. Mm. But that was literally the only way, because if you go to an edit and it's got the pin here and the pin here, and there's no street view, you're just guessing at that point. How do you know which one is the right one? Like,
for sure.
But if someone was like, hey, it should be the one on the right, then you can read it and go, ah, you're trying to game the system. I'm going to go with the other one. Mm-hmm. But I didn't mind it mainly because I did it because I understood. I'm just being full transparent. Like I did it. Yeah. I did it all the time. Yeah. I was like, every time I did an edit, I would go in and put it in the description and write a paragraph and explain what I was doing. So you probably saw one of mine. You're like, this guy again, what's he doing?
So here's what I used to do, right? Like if it was legitimate, this is where it actually is. The pin was placed when they created the way spot. The pin was placed incorrectly. Here's the correct location. Please choose the correct location. Cool. I'm good with that.
Right.
But it was when people were just like, hey, I'm moving it off of where it should be. Few feet over here so that it appears in Pokemon Go.
See, that's a little bit different.
Like, I'm like, ooh, no.
Yeah.
No. Bad. Bad.
That's taking what's a few meters between friends too far.
Yeah. Yeah. So, funny, removals and edits is actually topic two for episode 102. It's already in the I've written the whole thing.
So it's ready to go.
But the show is written, so I am good for my next show. So we will talk about that in 2 weeks. Right. Speaking of removals, that's a nice segue.
It was.
We have heard the community's pain points in regards to removals. Why is this waste spot not removed if it clearly does not meet eligibility criteria? That's a can of worms. We agree our removals process is due for an update, and as mentioned in the appeal section above, it is currently being worked on. One of the main focuses in this process is to bring these into alignment to assure better results of what is kept on the map. Our goal is to have the removals process updated by the end of the year, start our staff training in early 2024, and hope that you will all start to see notice the difference in removals by the end of our first AMA next year.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yes.
This is... I am giving this a very, very tentative, massive two thumbs up if they actually come through with this. Because if they do, this will be huge.
This is where it might get a little spicy. I worry about removing things currently in the game that no longer meet criteria, but met the criteria 100% when they were nominated.
Right.
I think that potentially could harm the integrity of the map. Now, I'm not talking about fire stations, but you know how we always say, don't look at what's currently in the game because that doesn't tell you what should be in the game. I hope they're not going to go back and essentially redo the entire map. Like, I don't want that.
Right.
Like, no, that would give me a thumbs down if they were to do that. And, you know, I think the sentence there, one of the main focuses is in the process to bring into alignment to ensure better results of what's kept on the map. That sentence scared me. Like, what does that mean? Like, what's the criteria you're going to use? Like, do you have a hit list of things that you want to remove? Like, that bothers me, because if something, like right now, let's say, like, trail markers, for example, hot topic. Trail markers right now are eligible. If all of a sudden trail markers are ineligible, are we going to go back and remove every single trail marker from the map because at that moment it's no longer eligible? I mean, they did it once with the K-12 basketball courts, right? They were never eligible. And then they went through and made them eligible. Yeah. Then they said they're not eligible, so they took them off. Nobody pushed back on that because they never should have been eligible in the first place. But when they say, to ensure better results of what's kept on the map, that, like I said, if I'm going to be spicy, kind of worries me a little bit. I need to hear more about that.
Yeah. I, now that you've mentioned that, yeah, that's definitely a concern for sure, because like there's stuff on the map that needs to go.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right? Yeah. There's
absolutely stuff on the map that needs to go. And if it doesn't exist anymore, or if it's been moved, and it needs to go. But I think there's, for prosperity and just kind of integrity of the map, I think there's a lot of stuff that, you're right, doesn't meet criteria now, but it's not hurting anything. Right. So just kind of leave it. Right. So,
yep, that's it.
All right. Hopefully they find the balance.
They should. All right. Let's see here. Since we're out of order now, translations. We are incredibly grateful for our localization team. That's what we call our team who manages all of our translations. Along with our ambassadors, help us reach a wider global audience. We understand that our translations don't always hit the target and are thankful for the instances shared in the community as well as those our ambassadors bring to our attention. While language is an interesting challenge to get right with so many nuanced terms specific to Wayfair, we are committed to making translations better and better. Some of the improvements we've done is to share more of the content we intend to translate and publish with our ambassadors, started and maintain an open line of feedback with our translation team, and are always looking for ways to give our ambassadors things to do. So I'm a thumbs up there. Big on translation. Yeah, yep, that's, I don't know how much we need to go into that, but things are different. I mean, just to give you an example, I live in the South. People say soda. I grew up in the Northwest. We said pop. We're talking about the same thing. So if you go and you translate soda to Japanese and translate pop to Japanese, they'll probably mean two different things. But here we know they mean the exact same thing. Although pop is the correct way to phrase it, I'll just leave that there. But
no, 100%. There's not much that we really need to kind of dig into here. It's nice to see that they're being inclusive and trying to get this out in as many languages as possible. So thumbs up. Okay. So here's the one that I'm going to read this. I'm going to try and get through it without cursing. The Wayfair app. In our June Roadmap Plus AMA, we shared that we had planned to bring the Wayfair app to the Explorer community this past summer. Unfortunately, we have decided that the Wayfair app is not what we need to improve our Wayfair experience and will no longer be working towards shipping a Wayfair app for the Explorer community at this time. Our current Wayfair app, dedicated to the developer experience, will be depreciated and will migrate to another app focused specifically on scanning. We apologize for this change and understand that for some it may be disappointing. That's not the word I would use. But we understand the convenience that an app could offer, but feel it's not the right thing at this time. We may revisit this decision in the future, but we'll prioritize our time and resources to ensure that we provide the enhanced and improved Wayfair experience that you've all been asking for. This is a huge thumbs down for me. I love the Wayfair app. I use it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I understand that you can log into Pogo, and when you nominate in Pogo, it will show you things that are nearby. But that it that system is I hate to use this term, it's half-assed. Yeah. It doesn't exist in Ingress. And it's really the only way that you can use the to look at the map and make sure that you're not submitting a duplicate.
No, absolutely.
Like every single nomination I have ever done since I've downloaded the app, I've looked at the app first. Mm-hmm. It's the first thing I do.
Yep. Right?
Look at the app. Hey, it's there. Cool. Not gonna do it. And it's there's about 50 things that I have walked up on that weren't in Pogo, and I was like, I'm gonna nominate that. Open up the Wayfarer app. Nope.
There it is. There.
So that's 50 things that I would have had marked as a duplicate. 50 things that people would have had to have voted on and looked at it and gone,
right.
An easy agreement, sure, but you're wasting 30 seconds, a minute of your time doing reviews for something that doesn't need to be
done. And we talk about being inclusive, and my goodness, an app would be, there's a lot of things, they're going to kill it, but I think honestly, between you and I think the Wayfair app died when Danby and her team were laid off. I think that was kind of their baby and their brainchild. We had a chance to talk to her. She talked a lot about the app and how she was excited for it. So with the new regime coming in, they didn't prioritize it or they were focused on something else. But I've been really excited for the app. I remember when it dropped and you could nominate things through the app, and there was that feeding frenzy and like everybody was going after it. And I still, like you said, I still look at the app now. I look at it all the time. When I get something approved, you know, at that magical sync time, the first thing I do is I go and look at the Wayfair app to see if it's on the map, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I'm big thumbs down. They are going to have to really knock whatever this scanning app is out of the park in order for me to have any semblance of like not feeling bad about it all the time. so I don't know, man, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. If this thing that they're doing, and another app focused specifically on scanning, if that scanning app will show me everything that's on the Lightship map, I'm okay with that, because that's really all I want out of the Wayfair app, right? It's just show me what's on the Lightship map. Because like when you log into Pogo, sure, it shows you what's nearby, but if you're remote, like if I come home to do a nomination and I'm kind of scrolling to the location, it won't show me what's on the map.
No, for sure. Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
It'll only show me what's on the map around me, right? So, and like, it doesn't even show up in Ingress. So like people who are Ingress only are at a real disadvantage. Right.
I was just going to say, the app would really make it that it's not game specific. We always talk about it's a Niantic map, it's a Lightship map, but we are still very tied to Ingress and still very tied to Pogo. And to me, the app would have brought in your Monster Hunter people. It would have brought in the Peridot people. It would have brought in the A-Realm people. It would have brought in people who weren't Pogo or Inger specific. But, you know, alas, it is what it is. Still a big thumbs way down. You know, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of bummed about that one.
I am super bummed. But I'm giving it away thumbs way down right now, but like if this scanning app is what I'm hoping it is, then maybe I'll kind of give them a pass on this one. Because that Wayfarer app has got a lot in it, so I kind of understand why they don't want to kind of continue with it, but there needs to be an easy way for me to look at the Lightship map, either from my desktop or from my phone. Just simple, quick, easy, that I can check the map and say, hey, it does this exist? Right. Yes or no?
That's well, all I here's what That's I want to know. Before they close it or sunset the app, I want to know what's going to happen with my nominations that are still pending on the app. Because I still have some. I don't know. Yeah, really? I do. I have like three that are still pending on the app right now.
Interesting. I think they announced a while ago that they were just kicking all of those into the normal queue. So maybe it's kind of stuck somewhere.
Let me look. I'm going to look now. I have to look. I'm going to pull this up right now and take a look. Because
I never nominated anything.
I went ham. I went ham real bad. let me see.
Yeah, here. I just, I'm pulling it up
right here. So I don't know if you can see this, but here are my nominations right here. So I nominated 24 things through here. So this one said I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 in review, and all the rest were accepted. Yeah, I have 5 in review. And these were not kicked over to to Wayfair. So I have 5 in review.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I never did anything through the app, right? So for those of you watching the YouTube who don't have access to the map, this is kind of what it looks like. It's not very focused. But like you can go and you push the little button and it says load nearby way spots, and there you go. Yep. That's everything that's on the Lightship map.
Sure is. It's great.
So, and it's super handy. And I love it so much. So tentative way thumbs down. We'll see where they go from here.
All right, we've got a couple more. We'll keep this moving. Challenges and their answer. Our Wayfarer challenges this year were the most successful yet. Agree. Thanks to the power of the community, we have made such an improvement to our map. Just this year alone, our challenges have resolved over 265,000 Wayspot nominations, engaged around 50,000 different explorers, explored in 13 different countries, helped contribute to a 60% backlog reduction. With such amazing success, this puts us in a position to get creative. We hear your suggestions, edit challenges, nomination challenges, etc. None of these are off the table at the moment. We hope to work with our ambassadors to find a new and just as creative way to engage you all in some communal competition. We are incredibly thankful for all of you. Our Wayfarer community has contributed to the goal of reducing our backlog. It'll truly have a positive impact in nomination resolution speed moving forward. I'm a thumbs up. I saw edit challenge and I was like, ooh, like my antenna was like, ooh. So yeah, no, I agree. 265,000 way spots nominated and a reduction, 60% backlog are the two things that jumped off to me. What is going to make me give this go from one thumbs up to two thumbs up, Chris, is a North American challenge next year.
You're going to say that.
Give me a North American challenge next year and I'll shut the hell up.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze there. I completely agree. We definitely need a North American challenge. I think the first one next year will probably be something else, but yeah. I do think that we definitely need one for sure. They were talking about it in the Wayfarer discussion Discord. They were kind of trying to make guesses on how much they think is in the backlog from North America. So it was interesting to see the guesses that came out of that.
Yeah.
But I think an edits challenge would be cool because that edit backlog, and we'll talk about that in a second, is probably pretty big. A nomination challenge is interesting to me.
I would love that.
I think I would too. I would have to actually drive out of my local area because I think my local area is
saturated,
pretty stacked. Yeah. But there are spots. It would motivate me to actually go out and drive to the little towns and villages that are around me that I've been meaning to go and do, and I just haven't had time yet.
That would be the one thing that would motivate me to nominate a lot of Lightship only stuff. There is tons of stuff that's Lightship only, but I'm not going to nominate it because it'll never go in the game. But I mean, there's statues like Charlotte's an old city. There's statues everywhere. Civil War, this, whatever that. There's all kinds of stuff. But I'm like, nope, it's in the same cell as this park. But if there was a nomination challenge, sure, I'd go and do it. It'd show up in A Realm or some other game. But like, I'm not going to waste my I shouldn't say waste. I'm purposely choosing not to use my nominations on something I'm never going to interact with.
Nope. And that's fair. And we've had that conversation more than once, right? Maybe if there's a nomination challenge, I will take that opportunity to come and hang out with you for a little bit. And then we can go and do all that stuff.
Yeah, that would be great. We got to bring next time we talk to Niantic, we got to really like hammer out that parachute team and just drop us somewhere. And we got 160 and let us go for a weekend. See if we can nominate 160. And I would do all these Lightship things. So, yeah, we'd tear that up.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we would.
Speaking
yeah,
of edits, sure. You got edits, right?
I got edits. So this is the last one. Edits. With our nominations backlog looking better every day, we started dedicating more time to resolve our edits backlog. Since our last update in the June AMA, our internal teams have resolved more than 75,000 edits that help train our automated system. The automated system will work to identify low-quality edit contributions made to our map. Example, blurry or abusive photos or inaccurate location edits, etc. The work on the automated system will continue to improve in the coming months and look forward to your feedback.
That's huge. Exciting.
And you know what's funny is, so we'll talk about this in a later episode, is we mentioned it earlier, is that please move this pin 2 feet to the left and choose the right one. That AI bot is going to pick that up and get rejected.
Exactly. Yep. Right?
So we will not see that
anymore. Now, you know, if I did that, if I did that and I got a warning email, I'd be like, okay. You know that meme where the guy's like, I'd be like, okay, all right, fine. Yeah, I deserve that. I totally deserve that. So
you got me. Yeah, but I have probably about 90 edits that are pending.
Yeah, okay. Well, you probably know the exact number because you have a spreadsheet.
I do. I actually need to update my spreadsheet, which is why I said about 90. I don't know what the exact number is because I realized I haven't updated it in about 2 months. Right. So, mostly because I was looking forward to the contribution page having my edits. So I have faith.
You got to keep being a nerd for a little bit longer. You and Jane and Madam Neckbeard with your spreadsheet.
It's good. I think this is good. The edits, a lot of them are simple, right? Like if you're training your machine learning and your intelligence, right, to pick up on an edit that's, if your description was blank and I'm submitting, hey, this is a playground in this park, like I shouldn't have to wait for someone to review that. Like the bots should be able to be like, hey, blank bad, it's a park good. You know, approve, right? Like, I'm not saying my edits are, it's a
right. Part, I know what you mean, though. That makes sense.
Right? Like, it's stuff like that is simple. And that's a lot of what my edits are, because a lot of the stuff is stuff that was Ingress that you didn't need to put a description. Right. So it doesn't have a description. So I'm just going and putting descriptions on things.
Can I give you a little stat before we get to our next part of the show?
Yeah.
Do you know how many podcasts are currently out right now?
How many?
There are currently around 3 to 4 million podcasts out there, according to Listen Notes. And according to Amplify and Pod News, 44% of podcasts have less than 3 episodes, and only 720,000 podcasts have 10 or more episodes. Also, out of those 720,000 podcasts, only 156,000 are releasing a weekly episode. And do you know what? We are on episode 100. That puts us like in the 3% or something crazy. Out of 3 to 4 million podcasts, there's only 156,000 that have more than 10 episodes and they're doing a weekly episode. And we've never missed a week, 100 weeks in a row.
You're right. We haven't. 100 weeks in a row. That's crazy. Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah. I just thought I'd share that with you.
I mean, I mentioned at the top of the show too, that's just, we couldn't do this without all of the people who listen
every week,
all the people who download, all the people who go to the YouTube, which I am going to call myself out right now. I will get caught up by the end of this weekend. I am currently uploading 2 episodes ago. I have to edit the last couple. I just got really, really sick and I'm way behind, but I will commit to everyone to have everything updated and back to normal by the end of the weekend.
Nice. And for those of you who are not in our Discord, you really should be. And I don't just say that because we want more members, but there's so much that goes on in between shows. So we have a channel in our Discord. It's a new episode discussion. And so every week when we drop the audio episode, we put a link to it in there. And then we start talking about the show. And we have a kind of, I wouldn't say it's a week long. It's kind of a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday discussing the show. And then from that, Chris and I get a lot of information. And that goes into other channels, and that helps us with the next show because we have an idea of what people thought about the show, what they liked, what they didn't like. And then that bleeds into other channels such as Facebook and, you know, the discussion Discord and, you know, the forum. And it's just kind of a cool place to be because, like, literally Chris and I are in that those channels all the time. So if you like the podcast and you want to interact with us, that's the place to be. It's really cool. Like, literally, like, I love talking to people, and like, we go at each other sometimes. We're like in there, like, I'm putting in my picture, and everybody's like, I hate it. I hate that picture. I hate your nomination. And I'm like, I love it. I love my picture. I love my nomination. I'm going to upgrade it. And then it gets denied, and they're like, told you. And then I appeal it. And then Niantic says, yes. And I'm like, told you. And there's just a lot of that kind of stuff going on in there. So,
yeah. Yeah. And it's a lot of the feedback we get there. It helps us grow. Yeah,
for sure.
So that the next 100 episodes that we do are even better than the first 100.
Like, I think a good piece of feedback we got was from several people was, hey guys, that Monster Hunter thing's kind of run its course. I was like, oh, okay. Kind of thought it was cool. People were like, nah. They were like, yeah, we're kind of done with that Monster Hunter thing. Okay, so we stopped. So that's some feedback that we would still be doing the Monster Hunter thing, but people were like, nope, we're kind of done with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? If we do something, like, we're going to try something new. We're going to try a bunch of new things in season 3. And if people don't like it, we'll cut it.
Right.
We're not afraid to admit when we're trying things that aren't good. But you know what? If you're not trying, you're not growing.
Right. Should we give them a little tease for something that's coming to season 3?
Yes. What do you got?
This is Kate DeCon, executive producer of the Waste Spotters podcast, and I support the rant of the week.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
Oh, I love what that. Is that? You'll have to wait to season 3 to see.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait. All right. A little bit of a message before we carry on here. Merry Ballsmas from our friends over at Manscaped. The holidays are approaching, but what if I told you that the celebrations are starting early this year? It turns out the perfect gift does exist. And who else to bring it down your chimney than the leaders in the below-the-waist grooming? Keep calm and let your balls jingle this season with Manscaped's brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, featuring the Lawnmower 5.0. Watch all your wishes and mistletoe kisses come true. Look nice when you're going naughty by going to manscaped.com and using the code WASTEBOTTERS for 20% off plus free shipping. Unwrap the gift of smoothness this season with Manscaped.
Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the ultimate bundle for the man who deserves it all.
Included in this special sack is the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, the Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose trimmer, Manscaped's liquid formulations, and 2 free gifts.
Starting with Santa's number one helper, we have the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This 5th generation trimmer features 2 next gen blade heads, a standard trimmer blade for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go for that smooth finish wherever your heart desires.
The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra Body Trimmer and the Weed Whacker 2.0 Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway.
And now that you've groomed your candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer with the Crop Soother, Aftershave Lotion, Crop Preserver, and Anti-Chafe Ball Deodorant. Once they touch your sack, you'll never go back.
The gift of Manscaped doesn't stop there. This bundle comes with 2 free gifts, Manscaped's 2.0 Premium Underwear, and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag.
Once you're done shaping up, it's only right you put your pants presents in the best wrapping of all. The Boxers 2.0. They're seriously the best boxers I've ever worn. I've talked about those on previous shows. They're great.
Yep. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code WASTEBOTTERS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code WASTEBOTTERS at manscaped.com. I promise you've never seen a ball trimmer look like a spaceship. Get yours today from our folks at Manscaped.
Can you read that? Grinch pubes, right? So this is like, my wife made this. She made this in honor of Manscaped. See how smooth this is? I'll just let you read into that what you need to. but the Grinch pubes. So the Grinch is this smooth now, and that's what's on the inside. So go to Manscaped, type in Wastewaters in the in the promo code, get 20% off and free shipping.
All right. We are going to run to break, play the dad jokes, and we'll be back with Wayspot of the Week. We'll see you on the other side.
This is Sarah Amanda. Justice for Pikmin Bloom. It needs a map sync. You're listening to the Wayspotters Podcast.
Hey, this is Elf from Space, and you're listening to the Wayspotters Podcast.
This is David from As the Pokeball Turns, and you're listening to the Wayspotters Podcast.
Ugh, get some better jokes already. It's season two.
You think swimming with sharks is expensive? Yep. Cost me an arm
and leg.
Shout out to my fingers. I can count on all of them. Before you criticize somebody, you should walk a mile in their shoes. Then when you do criticize them, you're a mile away and you got their shoes. Every time I try to eat healthy, I see a chocolate bar, and it snickers at me. I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. What did the right eye say to the left eye? Honestly, between you and me, something smells. Why are piggy banks so wise? Are filled with common sense.
All right, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the dad jokes this week. We're going to jump right into Wayspot of the Week.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Wayspotters Podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Wayspot of the Week.
All right, Wayspot of the Week this week comes to us from the previous mentioned friend of the show, last week's guest, Jane, Elf from Space, one of the admins of the Facebook group Wayfarers, Reviewers, and Nominators. And this, the title is Giant Inedible Morels, and it is a 1, 2, 3, 4 carvings of some mushrooms that were done out of tree stumps. And they look gorgeous. Look amazing.
Really do.
The description is tree stumps at Fort Quinnaton that were carved into really, really big morels in order to taunt mushroom hunters. Morels hunters get fanatical about their yearly search for the tasty and expensive treats. So it looks like it's in a park.
Yeah, it does. Somebody put some time and effort into this.
Yeah. Somebody put some time and effort into this for sure. So there's four kind of tree stumps that are bundled together. And there's four morels, like mushrooms, that have been carved out of this and painted. And like they're probably a good size. Mm-hmm. They're probably like 2 or 3 feet
tall.
Yeah,
they probably are. Yeah. I'm looking at other trees kind of per scale. And if you know, that first branch on a tree is usually 3 meters, 10 feet up. So it's about half that, you know, so it's a pretty good size.
Yeah, there's some pretty good sized ones there. And it looks absolutely gorgeous. It's definitely in a park. And I wanted to highlight the supporting photo on this because I think it's absolutely fantastic. So it's a further away shot. You can see all the trees in the park. The description of the supporting information is public artwork within a park. The location can be verified by comparing the hedge in the background that can be seen on satellite. Since the carvings are new and took the place of some much less distinctive trees. So this is kind of what we've talked about with your supporting information. Yes. Is use something that someone can easily identify through Street View or satellite and anchor your supporting photo to point that out and have that in there, right? So this is absolutely perfect. This is an absolutely stunning nomination.
Yep, it is. It really is. And it's a real good way. And I think Jane, we talked about this. She's kind of a nerd like us. She took what was a aesthetically pleasing potential nomination and was able to use the description and supporting photos to make it even better. Because there was a way you could have botched this easily. You could have botched it, but did a great job to making sure that it stood out.
Absolutely, for sure. Right? Did a very, very good job. So good job, Jane. We appreciate you sharing this with us. So now let's talk about things that aren't so good.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
Do you want me to take the first one or you want to take the first one?
Yeah, you take this
one. All right. So this one comes to us from a brand new Patreon subscriber. Thank you very much. Andy502 in the Pokemon Professor Discord. And this one is titled Poop House. I'll say that again. P-O-O-P-H-O-U-S-E. Poop House. And the description is Willow Valley Campground Restroom. All right. Now, when we look at the photo, it's exactly what you would expect to see. It is an outhouse. It's green and brown in color. It looks to be a fairly substantial outhouse. It's got the big pipe coming out the top. Kind of looks like it would be like an old smokehouse. And I can just imagine the smell in there is just fantastic. But it is exactly what it says it is. It's an outhouse. I don't know what else to say about this, Chris, other than this is not a good place to explore. This is not a good place to be social. And this is not a good place to exercise. It's a good place to go to the bathroom. So yep. I'm going to call this coal.
Yeah, this is definitely coal. I'm not sure that we've seen a couple of these come up in the Discord in the last little while. People submitting bathrooms. I'm like, has a bathroom suddenly become a place to socialize?
I could make a really bad joke, but I don't want to do that. Yeah,
I got a couple of jokes that just popped in my head.
I was gonna bring up a couple names of celebrities who got in trouble in bathrooms, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna leave that alone. I'm just gonna leave it alone. Not even gonna go there. So
no, we're not gonna go there. All right, that is definitely cool. Thank you, Andy, for sharing that with us. We definitely appreciate it. And welcome to the Discord.
Yeah, welcome to the Discord.
We definitely appreciate the support. Coal number two. Let me pull up coal number two. Is one of my favorite coals of all time. It's from friend of the show, Sarah Amanda. When they posted this, I replied with the meme. It was just like, I want to punch things because this is... Okay. So this is a chalkboard, probably in a bakery. It's got a chalk drawing of Grogu, or Baby Yoda, if you will, eating a donut. It says, do or donut. There is no try unless it's a donut. Join the rebellion, eat more donuts, 2020. Like, that's pretty good. This is like 3 years old. But the title is Do or Donut. Donut. A rare Pokemon by the name of Grogu has been spotted at the small donut shop. Join the rebellion and eat more donuts.
And people say, I make things up. I'm like, what?
It's like that meme that's like of Patrick Stewart and it's like use the force.
Yeah, and he's like,
and get, just how to trigger several fandoms.
Right, exactly.
Like, cool. Oh, I don't like this. This gives me the heebie-jeebies. Oh, man. And it's like, okay, first of all, don't mention Pokemon in your description. Right. Two, it's a chalk board, so they're definitely going to erase this and draw something else.
Because I'm sure in 23, they don't have a 2020 thing up there.
Right. Because this is obviously drawn when The Mandalorian was first coming out and was huge. Right? So now it's probably something different. So it's probably not even Grogu anymore. So this is definitely temporary. And like, I appreciate it. It's kind of funny. Do or donut. That's cool. I like it. This is a cool sign. I would probably go and buy a donut from these people, but this is not a waste spot. This is coal.
It's coal. It's temporary. It's coal.
Grogu's not a Pokemon.
Right. Like I said, people say I make things up. So,
exactly.
Chris, question. This is going to be a topic for another day, but I just want to ask you this now. mentioning Pokemon, mentioning anything like that in the description or the title is a no-no. But I've seen some things in the Japan Challenge of other anime games. How do you feel about that? Like other anime characters that are on the side of a electrical box, and it's clearly got the name of the character and the anime. Now, it's not Pokemon, so it's not an automatic, but is that a universal, we shouldn't nominate any other characters, or is it just Pokemon?
So here's where I land on this, right? If it was a Pokemon mural, I would be okay with them mentioning Pokemon, right? If it's relevant to the nomination itself, I'm okay with it. But if you're just name dropping characters for the sake of name dropping characters, then no.
Okay.
Right. Even if it's like a Pokemon mural, if it was just like, hey, this is a mural of Wigglytuff, Clefairy, and Snorlax or whatever, right? And Charizard, and they were the Pokemon in the mural, cool. That's right. Good. But like, don't end it by saying, come catch them in Pokemon.
Gotcha. Go.
Like, ooh, can you do it? Yep. Right. But if it's relevant to the nomination itself, I'm okay with it. Because even in Ingress, like if you look at an Ingress or whatever game, because they don't want to ruin the kind of immersion. Right.
Yep. Right? Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking at it and it's a mural of Pokemon, you're not necessarily ruining the immersion because it's there. You can see it, right?
But if it's something and you just say in the description, catch Pokemon here or something along those lines, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's not germane to the nomination. That's my big word of the day.
Ooh, nice. I like that. Yeah, that's exactly where I land on that.
All right. Like I said, we can talk about that a little bit later because I'm going to look and try to find a bunch of examples so we can have a good conversation about it.
That would be a good topic. Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. And people say we can't come up with good topics.
All right.
It's been about an hour and 20 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and sign us off. This is a bit of a big episode, but I think it needed to be. All right. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Wastepotters. We really appreciate it. A big thank you to our executive producer, Kate LeConce, and to all of our patrons. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you so much. We never would have gotten to 100 episodes without all of your love and support. We definitely, definitely appreciate it. If you enjoyed this episode of Wastepotters, there are a few ways that you can show us. We're on Twitter, at Wastepotters. We're also on Instagram, at Wastepotters Podcast, and on TikTok, at I Make Wastepots. We are incredibly responsive and love interacting with our followers. Let us know what you thought about today's episode. You can also visit the website, www.wastepotters.com. From there, you can get the links to everywhere you download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website, or you can email us, wastepotters@pokemonprofessor.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, and click the bell to be notified whenever we post a new video. For those of you who are not, be sure to check us out. We post shorts for the Dad Jokes, Wastepotters of the Week, Cole of the Week, and more. We are at youtube.com/@wastepotterspodcast. You can leave us a voicemail on our hotline, 704-426-3710, or tweet us a voice message. You never know, your voicemail may appear on an upcoming episode of the show, or we may use it as a teaser for future segments on the show. You never know. Finally, if you're not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join for as little as $1 a month, US a month. That is $1.34 in Canada, $7.80 in Hong Kong, $1.49 in Australia, 78 pence in England, $17.18 in Mexico, and 10 krone and 50 ore in Norway. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/pokemonprofessor. You will have access to the Discord for the entire family of shows across the network, including Wastepotters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purify Podcast, and Lured Up. It is a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. Jamal and I are active in the Discord a lot. We are in those channels every day. Come and hang out. We would love to have you. And with that, we look forward to you joining us again next week here on Wastepotters. We appreciate all the support we get each week. And remember, it's not that far. Get out of your car.
What's a few meters between friends?